today's No Sweat News is here for you now. And as we look back on the year that was 2020, we're focusing only on the first few weeks because after about week 11, well,
everything went to hell.
No thanks.
Yeah.
So remember this in January when doctors released warnings that you shouldn't use your toothpaste as sex lubricant?
Oh. Now they tell me, all these years later, my excuse was always that little Davey had gingivitis.
Yeah.
Doctor.
It's fun, right?
Yeah. Well.
So, rashes, irritation, burns on the junk. That's what happens when you do that.
Gotta see that.
And for a while there in the beginning of the year, it was, you know, doctors had plenty of time on their hands. They could release warnings about toothpaste as lubricant.
Don't do it.
Oof.
Nowadays, a little busy.
I mean, it will make it nice and minty. I will say that. It's the one thing the doctors have wrong.
But minty fresh.
Yeah, overall, it's probably bad for you.
Now, remember this story from Atlantic City? Remember the two guys that pranked their father on his birthday by putting his face and phone number on a billboard in AC and said, "Hey, it's our dad's birthday. Wish him a happy birthday." And his phone effing blew up.
Oh, I remember this. This remember was that? Great.
That's awesome. Yeah.
They, didn't, they didn't tell him about it. So when his phone blew up, he was like, what the hell? One of his sons has a huge social media network. And so when he posted it, he started receiving text messages from literally all around the world.
Oh, that's hysterical. That's just brilliant.
Should we wish him a Merry Christmas at this point?
Merry Christmas.
I'm sure the father might have changed his number by now.
Could very well be. He said at its height, he was getting a text a minute and a phone call every 2 or 3 minutes.
Wow.
Merry and a happy.
That's a prank call, right? I mean, that's just a good prank
right
there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It is. Although if my kids did that to me, they better run. Run.
Oh boy.
Hey, man, then there was the broomstick challenge earlier this year. Remember this? It was hot on social media for, you know, but that's the thing about viral things. They're just a minute and then, you know.
They're a sensation for about a day.
Our attention span is about 22 hours with this sort of thing. Yeah. And the broomstick challenge went viral. That's when someone posted, I don't know who it was originally, they posted a broomstick, a regular broom standing on its own with the message that, hey, today is the only day you could do it because of the Earth's gravitational pull.
Right.
All right. NASA says that Earth's gravitational pull is the perfect day to stand up a broom. And then everybody tried it. And guess what? It worked.
Yep.
Yay.
That's because it works every day.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with the gravitational pull. But the one good thing about this is it taught teenagers what brooms looked like.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Let's try it with rakes now, kids.
Right.
They have robots that vacuum in houses. Because
exactly.
Yeah, so absolutely.
This is where mom and dad keep the broom.
There you go.
That's the No Sweat News for today. Tomorrow, the No Sweat News quiz looks back at the year that was 2020. Well, the first bunch of weeks of it. And we're actually going to pull a made-up story from one of the No Sweat News quizzes from January and February.
Good.
Right on.
All right.
Because it's less work than for me.
Oh, fine. Okay. Didn't have to say that part.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.